Sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 1 kuLwezi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje iqhubekela iyaqhubeka imkhankaso yokhetho lwemelika oluzaqhutshwa ngolwesibili. Silethulela imbali kankosikazi Kamala Harris omele ibandla lama-Democrats oncintisana lomnumzana Donald Trump okubandla lama-Republicans kulolu khetho.
Njengabomama siyathaba ukubona omama besimela, singifisa kuwine umuntu owesifazane.
Kulabe Zimbabwe abalandela ukhetho lwemelika oluzayo. Iyaqhubeka imkhankaso yokhetho lwemelika oluzaqhutshwa ngolwesibili ngeviki ezayo. Umsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Kamala Harris omele ibandla le-Democratic Party lomnumzana Donald Trump we-Republican Party bakhankasela ukhetho lolu belokhu bekhanya bengujiki lobhanqa ezabelweni ezibizwa ngokuthi ngama-swing states. Umnumzana Trump lamhla usesabelweni se-Michigan, kuthi unkosikazi Harris ese-Las Vegas kanye le-Wisconsin. Ababili laba bathi bazanqoba ukhetho lolu. Abaningi emazweni achiyeneyo balulandela lolu khetho. Baningi abalulandelayo njalo kwele Zimbabwe. U-Ezra Chisasibanda usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umnumzana Mluleki Moyo ngomunye wabalandela ukhetho lolu.
Sufike ke esigabeni esilukhuni lapha abantu asebe ngasela qiniso khona ukuthi luzaphuma kanjani. Kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela uKamala Harris ke ulethuba elihle lokunqoba. Uhlupho olukhona ngalo ubaba uTrump yiwo naleyana into yakhe esiyaziyo yobandlululo. Abamsekelayo bebangumsindo yibo lawa abalenketha bechabi.
Unkosazana Beverly Mpofu usekela unkosazi Kamala Harris oncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli lowayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump.
Esikukhangelele kuma-elections eMelika yikuthi kuthole umuntu wesifazana ukuthi abe ngupresident. Ngoba ngesikhathi kubusa u-Obama laphana, hhayi America yayinhle kakhulu. Njalo le crime ingarejuseka nxa kungangena umuntu wesimame.
Unkosikazi Fiso Ncubelayo uhamba lonkosikazi Harris.
Njengabomama siyathaba ukubona omama besimela, singifisa kuwine umuntu owesifazane amele abomama. Sifuna kuwine umuntu ongumama ngoba lathi sifuna simelelwe njengabomama, lathi sibe lamandla njengabomama.
Kunabanye abachothoza ukhetho lwemelika. Umsekelo webandla leZANU-PF unkosikazi Lwazi Mbowa uthi ukhetho lwemelika alukhululekanga.
Ukhetho lwe-America into emangalisayo ukuthi abantu bangale bathanda ukungenela izindaba zethu lapha e-Afrika. Ufice nxa sisenza izinto zethu sixegisile, ufice sebebuya bengenela bebhuza nje njengempukane. Khathesi nampo kwakhona oTrump kathi bayenzani isifake. Kodwa akakukhulula kuthule kuthwenzi akula muntu obangenelayo futhi kuyithi abanawuthiwa sebesingenile. Abangathiwa sokuthiwa hhayi vele bese bengene through opposition sebefunthi bebalibulale yonke into bephambanisa ilizwe leli. Kodwa bona nampana asiboneni, sibonani ukuthi bazayenza njani, sibakhangele. But akula safree and fair laphana.
Umnumzana Prince Zwide Khumalo othazelela ezomdabu uthi ubone ngani ibandla lama-Democrats linganqoba kukhetho lolu.
American nango wami ngokuzalwa kwami eZimbabweni. Kodwa ngokubona kwami ngibona ingani ama-Democrats azaphumelela, ama-Republicans also azaphumelele ngoba akhokelwe nguTrump and uTrump wehluleka ebusa. Angiboni ukuthi kuyini okutsha angakunika abantu beAmerica okwakhathesi.
Bakhona njalo bathi uTrump nguye okumela khokhele eleMelika. Umseli kaMeya wakobulawayo uKansela Edwin Dlovu uyakusekela lokho.
Yesikhangelele ukuthi ukhetho kokuqala lukhululeke. iMelika yekhangelelwe kakhulu kwezedemokrasi. So sifisa ukukhetho labo lukhululeke. Ikanti le bandla elizawina sikhangelele ibandla elizapromota idemokrasi umhlaba wonke, hathi ibandla elizaletha impi umhlaba wonke, ngoba singakhangela ukuthi kule mpi which is hanging eRussia labo Ukraine, sikhangele njalo eMiddle East labo Israel. So sifuna umuntu ozathi nxa esewinile le bandla lakhe eMelika abe ngumuntu ozakhuluma ngokuthula, alethe labo abalwayo etafuleni kukhulunyiswane.
Abahlaziya ezombusazwe lokuhlola ukhetho bathi usekelo lukankosikazi Harris lo Trump eMelika lungutiki lobhanqa ezabelweni eziningi. Ngimele Studio 7 igama lami ngu-Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Kwezinye eziphathelane lokhetho silethulela imbali kankosikazi Harris.
Omela ibandla lamademokrats kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika unkosikazi Kamala Harris. Yena ovela esigabeni esilemihlobo yabantu ehlukeneyo udlale indima ebanzi kwezombusazwe engumqaphi ophoqelela ukulandelwa kwemithetho futhi ofuna inguquko. Le yindlela uHarris achaze ngayo unina ekhuluma emhlanganweni weDemocratic Party.
My mother was a brilliant 5 foot tall.
Umama wayengumuntu okhaliphileyo, omude, onsundu. Futhi wayezwakala nxa ekhuluma ngesiNgisi ukuthi akusolimi lwakhe.
Umlando kaKamala Harris uqala endaweni ezihlala abanengi eSan Francisco Bay, lapho azalelwa khona ngo-1964. Abazali bakhe babe ngabantu bokuza. Unina ushiya Malagopolan oevela eIndia loyise uDonald Harris oedabuka kwele Jamaica bahlangana eBerkeley eCalifornia befunda eUniversity of California. Ngeminyaka yabo 1960 iBerkeley kwakuyinsika yokulwela amalungelo abantu abansundu. UHarris uthi akukhumbulayo ngalezo nsuku ikuthi abazali bakhe babesiya emihlanganweni yomzabalazo laye bemfuqa ngokuyinqodlana kwabantwana. Kwathi kufika umnyaka ka-1970 abazali bakhe basebehlukene. UShiyamala Gopalan wasuka labantwana bakhe abangamankazana ababili wayalotsha kwesinye istezi eBerkeley okuyindawo eyaziwa njalo ngokuthi yiFlatlands. UCarol Porter ngumngane wakhe avela la ekhatshana besangabantwana.
So they lived above the daycare center.
Ifleti labo lalilamakamelo amabili lendlwana yokugezela iyodo, njalo laliphezulu kwendawo yokugcinela abantwana, iShelton's daycare.
UCarol Porter loKamala Harris bahlangana okwakuqala esilindweni sebhasi. UPorter uthi,
we're the second class to desegregate Berkeley public schools.
Saba yiklasi yesibili eBerkeley ukuhlanganiswa abafundi abamnyama labamhlophe kuqedwa ubandlululo ezikolo zikahulumeni.
UHarris wasuka wayafunda eHoward University okulikolishi elilomlando wabafundi abansundu, wasesiyafundela ezemithetho. Ngesikhathi abesilisa abansundu bebotshwa ngobunengi eCalifornia, wangena emsebenzini wokuba ngumtshutshisi, okungumsebenzi ochothozwa ngabansundu abanengi. UPorter uthi,
she wanted to go in and change things so that
wathatha isikhundla lesi ukuze eqede ukubotshwa kwabantu mahlayana okwakusenzakala, okwakugxile ekubandlululweni kwabantu ngemihlobo.
Ngo-2002, uHarris wangena kukhetho lokudinga igqwetha elikhulu esigabeni seSan Francisco, uDistrict Attorney, encintisana lomuntu owayephethe leso sikhundla. Okhankasela abesifazana bebandla lamademocrats U-Andrea Jew still uthi
there had never been a woman district attorney.
Isikhundla lesi sasingakaze siphathwe umuntu wesifazane. Wayengumuntu ophansi kodwa wayelo ukuthile okubalulekileyo.
U-Harris wanqoba kulolu khetho. Wahle waqala umsebenzi ngokuvalela izigebengu eziningi ezilodlakela futhi waqhelisa izigwebo zazo. Labo ababedliwe licala okwakuqala lalabo ababedala amacala angeladlakela wabafaka kuhlelo lwakhe lokuphathisa izibotshwa ukuthi zibe ngabantu abangcono olwalubizwa ngokuthi yi-back on track. Esekhethwe ukuba ngumtshutshisi omkhulu weCalifornia ngo-2010, uKamala Harris waphoqa amabhanga ukuhlawula imali engange-$20 billion ewajezisa phezu kokuqila abantu ababekwelede imali. Wathwalisa nzima izigilamkhuba ezichapha imingcele zithengisa izidakamizwa futhi waqhuquzela ukuthi abantu abalobulili bunye labo bavunyelwe ukuchata. Ngo-2016, uHarris wakhethwa ukuba ngusenetha, waphanga wabalilizwi elilamandla ekhuluma ngendikimba ezifana leyabantu bokuza, i-immigration, ezempilakahle, kanye lokuguqulwa kwemithetho ephatha abantu kabi. Ngodumo lwakhe lokubuza imibuzo enzima, uHarris waba ngumuntu obaluleke kakhulu elizweni lonke jikelele. Ngomnyaka ka-2020, uHarris wancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli, kodwa kazange ayendawo ngoba kwakulengxabangxoza enkulu phakathi kwalabo ayesebenza labo. Owake waba ngumphathisi kaHarris uJill Duran uthi
there's definitely been stories about high staff turnover.
Yebo, sekuke kwaba lemibiko yokuthi ngenelisi ukugcina abantu abazi umsebenzi kuhle.
UBiden wakhethwa ukuba amele ibandla lakhe, wasekhetha uHarris ukuba ngumsekeli wakhe. Ababili laba banqoba kulolu khetho. Lokhu kwaba ngokwakuqala embalini yeMelika ukuthi kube lomsekeli kamongameli wesifazana kumbe onsundu. Ebhekane lodaba lokwanda kwabantu abangena eMelika bengelamaphepha emngceleni ongezansi yelizwe, uKamala Harris wakhulumisana lenkokheli yamazwe akhelane leMelika ukuze kulungisiswe ukungahlaliseki okuxotsha abantu kulawo mazwe kanye lobuyanga. Abezombusazwe baphanga bamfaka ilihlo. Osekela umnumzana Donald Trump uKathy Wilmot uthi
she was supposed to be the one that was in charge of securing our border.
Wakumele kube nguye ovikela umngcele wethu, kodwa angazi ukuthi usekwenzile yini lokho.
UHarris usegxilile emsebenzini wakhe awuqhuba echelesile eyisithunywa emhlabeni jikelele lapho asekhulume ngosekelo lweMelika kanye lokuqeda ukufuthelana. Emsebenzini ochazwa ngokwephula imigoqo, uHarris wakhethwa ukuba amele ibandla lamademocrats kukhetho lukamongameli ekuphumeni kukamongameli Joe Biden kulumncintiswano. UMatt Dibble we-VOA News ulobe lolu daba ese-Oakland, e-California.
The Voice of America.
Yebo ke kusenjalo uMongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi osenqotshwe kukhetho lokudinga uhulumende omutsha kwele Botswana uthi kaboni ukuthi kunqotshwa kwakhe kudalwe ibudlelwano alabo loMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa njengolokho obekucatshangelwa ngabanye. Umnumzana Masisi utshele intatheli izindaba iHebron ngolwesihlanu ukuthi uMnangagwa kalani lokunqotshwa kwebandla lakhe leBotswana Democratic Party ngumanyano we-Umbrella for Democratic Change okhokhela umnumzana Duma Boko. UMasisi utheke sabi ukuthi umbuso omutsha ongaphansi kwebandla le UTC ungamthonisisa uma kulamacala awadale engumongameli ngoba kungelamacala
awadale ngumongameli uthi ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngolwesithathu belukhululekile hathi lokho okukhulunywa ngabanye omelele ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli yena oligqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu uthi uyabona ukuthi uMasisi uvumile ukusuka uthi uyakubonga lokho ukuthi uMasisi uvumile ukusuka embusweni ngokuthula. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba be-Associated Press babika ukuba ele-Israel libhombe eGaza lamuhla labulala abangamachumi amane 40 abagoqela abantwana labesifazana. Usecotshiwe umsekeli kamongameli kwele Kenya umnumzana Kithure Kindiki ongene esikhundleni esatshiwa umnumzana Rigathi Gachagua owatholwa lidale lephalamende elamacala enkohlakalo. Sike sizwe umbono kahulumende weMelika.
Inkinga yaseSudan isaqhubeka. Ngomfumfu lonyaka abantu abanengi babaleke bayaphephela kwele Chad. Umeli weMelika ku-United Nations u-Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield unqome ele Chad ngokwamukela iziphepheli lezi zona athi zibalekela ukufa. Uthe kungaba yikufa ngemikhuhlane kumbe ngendlala, ukuphelelwa lithemba kanye leziloyiso. Isimo siqhubeka sisiba sibi ngoba amabutho e-Rapid Support Forces, awe-Sudanese Armed Forces kanye lamanye amaqembu aya phambili ngokuhlasela abantu makhaza ngodlame olumangalisayo, futhi ebaphuca indlela zokuziphilisa. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthe ukuze kulungisiswe lolu daba, kulezinto ezintathu okumele zenziwe eSudan. Uthe, okwakuqala njengoba izigidi zabantu zibhekane lendlala emangalisayo, amazwe omhlaba kumele athumele usizo oluphuthumayo ukuze kuhlengwe abantu endaweni ezifana le-El-Fasher, Sena, Dilling, Kadugli kanye le-Khartoum. Siphatheke kabi ngokuthi endaweni yokuba kuvunyelwe usizo, iziphathamandla zedolobho le-Port Sudan ziyaluvimba lolu sizo futhi zisethusela abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. U-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield uthe kumele iziphathamandla zeSudan zivumele ukuhanjiswa kokudla lolunye uncedo futhi zivumele abapha lolu sizo ukwenza umsebenzi wabo kulokuthi zisebenzise ukudla njengesikhali. Uthe kubalulekile njalo ukuba eleSudan liqhelise uhlelo lokusebenza kwemingcele egoqela owe-ADRE, livumele njalo ukuthi usizo lolu lufikele emagcekeni endizamchina ama-airports. Uqhubeke wathi, okwesibili, amazwe omhlaba kumele aqhelise imizamo yokuvikela abantu makhaza. Elemelika liya kusekela lokhu, futhi lifuna kuhlonitshwe imithetho elawula ukuphathiswa kwabantu abehlelwe yisimo esifana leseSudan. Amazwe omhlaba kumele eqale ukucabanga ngokusungula indlela zokuvikela abantu kanye lokuqeda ukulwisana. Okokugcina, amazwe omhlaba kumele asekele imizamo yokuletha umbuso okhululekileyo kwele Sudan, kuchasise u-Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. Uqhubeke wathi, kahle ngicace, okwenzakalayo kwele Sudan akumelanga kuvunyelwe. Ukwala kwebutho le-Sudanese Armed Forces ukuphatheka kuhlelo lokuqeda limpi, ukwehluleka kwamaqembu omabili alwisanayo ukulandela izimiso ezihlelwe ngamazwe omhlaba ngeke kuqhubeke. Ngakho, kumele sonke sibambe iqhaza, siqhelise imizamo yethu, kusho uThomas Greenfield. ELeSudan, kumele libuyele endleleni yombuso wentando kaZulu.
Soko isikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli bethu Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge WhatsApp.
Studio 7 salibonani basakazi kunye labalaleli. Siyajabula ukwethulela indaba ezimnandi mihla yonke. Mina wami umbono bengithi indaba yevoti lekhaya wayingaveli ivalwe nje. Kuhle kuphele lokho okuthiwa kule voti.
Studio 7 linjani basakazi bami abahle abathandekayo. Sibonge kakhulu, bonge konke nabalaleli. Mina ngithanda ukugxila kakhulu kule ekababa uMnangagwa. Ukuthi mayethi uyaphuma ukhehla. Alright, ukhehla liphumule. Lithathe nje umhlala phansi. Ngiyavuma ekhehla ukuthi ukonta ayiyavuma ukuthi lehlulekile. Noma bekhuluma lo baba that same level igama lakhe ethi yena iZimbabwe improve kakhulu izinto zichentshile ngokunene. Asiziboni izinto ezichentshileyo thini kakhulu ngapha esabeleni sethu seMathebele lento. Kumanje wabuka umgwaqo wetsholotsholwana ukuthi unjani. Kusuka nje kwapha embuyazwe. Kule ngathi kusuka enodu uzuze ukuthi inyama endlovu udle inyama endlovu ungene uze ukuthi tsholotsho. Ngoba lo mgwaqo right wanalwana. Vele kunzima lapha. Into abayikhulumayo nje ayikho. Uright nje umdala mayethi yena asethatha umhlala phansi kungene omunye.
Studio 7 njani kodwa basakazi. Bakavi ondebeli. Konke nabamameli niyaphila, hayi siyancenga. Khuluma lo Thulani Ulana ke Soweto. Lapho kulobudlwangu ndlwabo. Ngithanda ukuphawula ngezinto zeZanu PF. Uyabona manje iZanu PF sizobona kahle konke amabhubesi, impisi, maganyana, makhanka nezimvu ziyaphuma ke lapho. Sengifisa lokho 2028 ngabe ukhona kusasa. Khona kuzobonakala kahle ngoba vele ukulwa sokuqalile vele manje. Yikho vele ukuqala kwakhona manje. Ngizo sokubona sebedonsa besiyale, abanye bedonsa besiyale. Sokuqalile njengamanje. U2028 vele abingaseke ibandla lezana.
Uvuka kanjani hlobo zakithi? Indaba zabo Mnangagwa lezi nabo Chiwenga. Badlala amagame ngathi straight. Thina sifuna umkhono womolizwe uvuselelwe. Bona babhizi badlala amagames abo ngelizwe ngathi. So kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu yona leyo okokuthi manje thina somele ukuthi sibaqakezele izandla badlala igame yabo lapha engaqedakaliyo ilizwe lisasalele emuva than ukuthi bahlanganise babumbane bakhe ilizwe bona ababhizi ngamagame nje angathi akanangqondo total ilizwe lisalele emuva kakhulu. Thina sifuna abantu abazobhekela umnotho welizwe bacreate imisebenzi ngesikhathi esincane, hhayi lokho kwabo lokho abakwenzayo kudlala ngabantu ngebandla labo lele abalikulo sekulokudlala nje sengelamagames, hhayi ukuthi kukhuliswa umnotho. Ayikho into okuthiwa ikhulisa umnotho wabantu bephila kanjani. So hhayi kulihlazi kakhulu lokho abakwenzayo. Thina asifuni nakwazi ukuthi ubani ngubani wenzani ngoba siyabona ukuthi abanayo ingqubekela phambili amanga kuphela namagames abo lawa abadlalayo obugebengu.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo. Lani lilakho ukusithumela yena imbono kunambolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wakobulawayo uLucky Dube ohamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Dr. Lux. Ucula umdumo awubiza ngokuthi modern jazz. Asizweni ixoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasvat.
Ulucky Dube umculi ocula imiculo etshiyeneyo ezama ukujabulisa uZulu. Asizweni imbali yakhe.
UDr. Lucky wazalelwa eLwagwelo eMidlands eNtabazwe. Ngafunda eJombe eSengezi Primary School naseManzi Mnyama Secondary. Then ngaphenduka futhi ekhaya. So uDr. Lucky ephuma ebizweni lami lokuzalwa ukuthi Lucky, saqhuma nje sathi Lucky Lux.
umculo wakhe ngowe jazz kodwa uDodolazi uthi yena uyawuhlangahlanganisa ukuthi unambitheke kepha sewunike elinye igama
ngathi modern jazz mina ngiyibiza kanjalo then njengomuntu bakithi okhulele erumbeni angeke ngiphume kuyo ngoba ngiyayithanda isegazini so zalithola ukuthi lapha engikhipha khona ingoma zami angeke uswele ukuyirumbanyana lapha kuyabe kukhona ukuyirumbanyana mhlawumbe namanye ama-genres ngoba ngikhule ngiwuthanda umculo kakhulu ngendlela yokuthi ngithanda nje yonke into nje engumculo wakithi
Dr. Lux uthi umculi owamphathisayo wamfundisa ngomculo njalo umbonga kakhulu nguMartin Sibanda wendolwane Super Sounds. Nabantu bakibo abamkhuthazayo
ngomphakathi wakithi abantu baselwagwelu bathi awundoda khathi manje wena awulanto ongasenzela yona njengoba ukhanya ungumuntu okhaliphileyo ukhanya ungumuntu ozazi into lezi zomculo. Ngaqala ngokuzama ingoma eyabizwa indaba kadudula ngiyenze 2022 lo God Knows Moyo. Nesikhathi ngisuka eGoli sengisehlala eZimbabwe ngakhipha leya ngoma ethi indaba kadudula hayi yahamba kakhulu ingoma leya nabantu bayithakazelela.
Sasa uDr. Lux wethulela uZulu elinye njalo indlela delakhe elitsha. Umculo wakhe uyatholakala kumakhasi okuzilibazisa ebolenjini be-internet.
Indlela delisha msakazi liyaphuma mhlaka 2 November esibayeni The Crawl obulawayo emathobane. Sizobe silapho ke ngomgqibelo wona lo esiwulandayo. Abantu abeze ngobuningi bakithi sizosupporta. Ngilethemba lokuthi labantu bazoyithakazelela i-album lezayo.
Kusasa akubizwa ozwa emathobana kobulawayo lapho lo mcimbi wokuphakulula idlala lelitsha lika Dr. Lux uyibizelayo uthelo waza was a Friday kuliviki impela sonto emnandi lonke igama ngenza Jesus Banda.
Yabonge umntumo ka lelibuzwa ku was a Friday kumculi wakobulawayo uLucky Dube yena uhamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Dr. Lux yena ke obexoxa lo Ezra Jesus Banda. Silugqiba lapha ke uhlelo lwethulwa lamhlanje lingakhohlwa i-live talk lapho esixoxa ngokhetho lwemelika olivalelisayo ngosithandekile mhla.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.